You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings.
Welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica. Yeah, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer. Are you ready? Okay. In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come on to our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job, boys and girls. Boys and girls, today we're going to learn about a crippled man who had to be carried everywhere he went. But something very exciting happened in his life. Our lives can change also when we come into contact with Jesus. Let's find out. This is found in the Bible in Acts 3, verses 1 to 26. Here we go. One day, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. There was a crippled man sitting by the entrance to the temple. He was begging for food. When he got Peter and John's attention, he expected them to give him some money. This is how he lived and was able to eat every day. He was at a place that was very busy with so many people coming in to worship the Lord. The crippled man on this day had no idea about what was going to happen to him. It was just another difficult day in his life, another day of suffering and begging and hoping that someone would help him. Little did he know that Jesus wanted to help him very much. And something miraculous would happen to him very soon. Peter told the crippled man that he didn't have any money, but he would gladly give him something that he did have. What he gave him, money couldn't buy. He gave him a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple. When the people saw his excitement, they recognized him as the man who had been begging for years. They ran over to see what had happened to him. They were astonished. He was walking, jumping around, and praising God. His shriveled legs had been made whole. They had become very surprised. How could have this happened? They said to themselves. Peter asked the crowd, "Why are you so surprised? Did they think that they had done this by their own power?" Then he explained to the crowd what happened. Peter explained that it was in Jesus' name that the crippled man was healed. He gave the glory to the Lord. Peter used this opportunity to explain that Jesus was the very one who had been rejected and killed and crucified on the cross. He told the crowd the good news that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Peter wanted the people here to understand that God has provided the way of salvation, just as the Lord wants us today to understand that the way of salvation and eternal life is through Jesus Christ only. There is no other way. With God, all things are possible.
Water, you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Story, kids. Now it's time to learn about today's saint. Saint Francis of Assisi. He was a Catholic friar who gave up his whole rich life to live a poor life for Jesus Christ. Saint Francis was born in Assisi, Italy, in 1182. That was a long time ago, boys and girls. He was the son of a very rich cloth merchant. Francis loved to learn and sing songs as a boy. His father wanted him to become a businessman. But God had a different plan for Francis. At the age of 19, Francis went into battle against a nearby town. Francis was captured and taken to prison. He was held prisoner in a dungeon until his father paid to get him out. Over the next few years, Francis began to see visions from God in his dreams. God was asking him to help the sick. Finally, when praying in a church, Francis heard God tell him, "Repair my church, which is falling in ruins." Francis gave all his money to the church. His father became a little bit, well, very angry with him because he didn't want him to become religious and help the church. He wanted him to become a businessman. But God had a different plan for Francis. And Francis decided to help the church and live the life of Jesus Christ. Francis was known for his love of nature and animals. There are so many stories about Saint Francis and his preaching to animals. And it is said that one day, while he was talking to some birds, they began to sing together. And they flew into the sky and formed the sign of a cross. He also could make wild animals less wild, more tame. One story tells of a vicious wolf in the town who was hurting people and the sheep. The people of the town were frightened and didn't know what to do. Francis went to the town to confront the wolf. At first, the wolf growled at Francis and prepared to attack him. However, Francis made the sign of the cross and told the wolf not to hurt anyone. The wolf then became tame, which means less wild, just like a dog or a cat or a pet in our own home. And the town became safe. Francis became very sick and spent the last few years of his life mostly blind. He also received the stigmata 2 years before he died. This was the wounds and hurts of Jesus from the cross, including his hands, his feet, and the side. It told Saint Francis how much Jesus loved him. Saint Francis is best known for founding the Franciscan Order. And our Pope, Pope Francis, chose the name Francis after Saint Francis of Assisi. October 4th is Saint Francis's feast day. And that's when we go to church and we ask for Saint Francis to pray for us. Boys and girls, I'm so happy to be here with you today so that we can praise God and learn about Saint Francis. Here's a prayer, boys and girls, of Saint Francis in the form of a song.
And where there's sadness and boys and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit Warm-Up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle, boys and girls. We're gonna play our final song and we want you to wiggle.
Girls, thanks for listening today. And remember, when Jesus does something wonderful in our lives, other people see it and are amazed. And when we come to Jesus, He changes our life. which will change the way we act around other people. Instead of being selfish, we are going to be giving and loving. Others will see Jesus in us. With God, all things are possible. Boys and girls, I can't wait to speak to you next time. That's all for today. See ya. I'm Monica. Bye.
You have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.